This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I never walked into a room and said, I'm the leader, I'm the lead dog, I'm the bad and all that.
I'm good now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's that hour.
Is that hour?
No, it's the hour we did with... I'm looking at the wall and I'm like, how can it not be 12?
That means you hit it, the wall.
That means...
oh.
In case you're just joining us, we jumped on with the morning show today.
Spadoni and Shasky
jumped on at 9 o'clock.
That meant I had to get up in the...
I know.
Your boy got here, he's smiling.
You did. And so we did a kind of a game show, and
we won.
We did win.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't spoil it because we may run it again.
We should.
112. Yeah. We'll play it again. See, this is what I like to do. The ESPYs are coming up.
You know what that stands for. I gave it to you in Evan.
It's tomorrow. The ESPYs are tomorrow.
Oh, we got to do something.
Well, we got to have awards. I'm going to make some tonight.
I'm looking at the awards right now.
Well, I'm talking about our awards. Shane Gillis is not going to tell me what
is that
the best player in the world is.
Is that who's hosting?
Yeah.
What happened to Drake Kevin Hart?
Who's Gillis?
Shane Gillis, one of the most popular comedians in the world.
Evan, sure? I'm being real. I don't know who he is. That bothers me. So when you say that.
Well, he's relatively new, but he's gained a lot of popularity, I'd say, the last couple of years.
Movies or stand-up? Duh.
Stand-up. He has a show on Netflix. He hosted on SNL last season. Wow. Yeah, he's pretty well-known.
Wow.
Well, I'm looking at...
if you like that kind of thing.
Where is this thing?
You two know what I schooled you two on this. What ESPY stand for?
You know what? I can't even remember now. There it is. Let me see if I get. We can go through some of these categories. Check out all the 2025 ESPY. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Evan, you can jump in
this,
here too.
This is awesome.
Where is it? Oh, okay. There
Anytime.
It is. Sweet. All right. Best male athlete. Best athlete, men's sports. Do you want to try to guess the four guys, or should I give you the four guys and you pick?
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's one.
Aaron Judge.
No.
Shohei Ohtani?
Yes.
How did Judge not get on there? Go ahead, E. That's two.
Lewis Hamilton?
No. One guy I get, one guy I don't.
Barkley from the Eagles.
Saquon Barkley.
Look at Goo.
Wait, are they American or a world?
I think they're
everything.
World.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's the fourth. All right. Now we go to.
Oh, my God. That's the propaganda we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Best athlete, women's sports.
Hello, Caitlin Clark.
She is not on the list.
Well, she's not one of the best athletes.
Right.
She's popular.
There's another.
Did you guys see the college tournament last year?
Asia Wilson.
She's a baller.
Simone Biles. Gabby Thomas. Track and field.
And Shields, the boxer.
Sydney McLaughlin Leverone, track and field also.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I missed that.
I got to believe Biles is going to get that one.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is. Come on. Best breakthrough athlete.
Pods.
Breakthrough.
That's a five. He's hot.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of the lacrosse, UNC okay. lacrosse, Chloe Humphrey, and I'm also going to get rid of Ilona Marr, Team USA Rugby. Okay, so breakthrough athlete.
Oh, I got it.
One baseball, one basketball.
No football?
Nope.
This is a shame to Brock Purdy. Like, that's a diss to Purdy.
He should be.
No, it's 1 year, Goo.
They didn't make the loss. All right, Evan.
Right, No. He would have broken through 3 years ago.
Okay,
I think that's the way they look at it.
Breakthrough, Evan.
Come on, you know the one.
Mizorowski.
Close.
Oh, he's a rookie?
It's close. It's one of those names.
Skeens?
Paul Skeens.
Oh, good Lord.
And I have a problem with this one.
Is it his girlfriend, Libby
Dunn? Calendar is off.
Best breakthrough athlete? Cooper Flagg? Can we wait till he plays a game?
9-21
in the NBA?
He just got shut down.
Dude. After scoring 30.
Best record-breaking performance of the year. Record-breaking performance. We've got hockey.
Oh, who's my guy from Edmonton? No, sorry.
You're thinking of
he broke the all-time Gretzky. Broke Gretzky's record.
Oh, our guy that I told you we need to watch.
Yeah.
Not Yenzer.
What's his name?
What's my boy's name? You know I know.
Alexander
Ovechkin.
Yeah, Ovechkin.
All right. So he's up for it. Kevin Durant. U.S. Olympic basketball's all-time leading scorer. Okay. Best record-breaking performance.
I made it up.
Caitlin Clark. WNBA single game assist leader.
That's okay.
And single season assist leader. They were reaching there, though.
Nah, I thought that was for the threes.
And then, lastly, Gino Auriemma. NCAA basketball's all-time wins leader. I'm going with Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one, man.
Because
we've talked about it. I wish... Our guy from Gino would come to the pros.
I wish he'd come on the show.
Well, you got ties back east.
But I'd like to get Ariame on. I'd like to get Calipari.
What if he came to the pros, Evan, and coached a team and they didn't make the offs? Like, you know, okay team. Like, I want that to be tested.
Well, he's still got the record.
Yeah, no, I get that. But you don't have drinks or
what do you mean?
Get tipsy and think about as great of a coach as Gino is, could you do it with the men? Like, that's another challenge.
But what if he says, I'm probably wouldn't be good at coaching men?
That would be disappointed, because I would love to see him.
A man's, Clint Eastwood, a man's got to know his limitations.
Mayor of Carmel as well.
Former.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
he's got you. Yeah. But what's a mayor? Always a mayor.
I guess. Okay. Best championship performance. Rory McIlroy at the Masters.
Oh, boy, okay.
Freddie Freeman in the World Series. Steph Curry, Olympic basketball.
That's the winner.
Yeah, hell of
a Simone Biles.
Yeah, we love
Olympic
you, Simone.
Gymnastics.
Curry is getting that. Then I thought they might break Rory off because it's been a. It's Curry. That day will never be forgotten.
I think it's probably Curry, too.
No doubt.
although Rory will get some love because he hadn't won the Masters before.
Hey, this is Tiger.
All right, next one is... Oh, boy, forget
it. Real quick, I got to say Rory choked.
Best comeback athlete. Okay, we're going to do this, and you just be honest and tell me if you've heard of him.
All right.
Mallory Swanson.
Soccer?
That's correct. Chicago Stars FC. Suni Lee.
Gymnastics.
Yeah, well, because she was...
Stein, give me some, baby. She was the one. He checked my computer.
How'd you know that?
The name sounded gymnastic.
My guess is because she was courtside for a lot of Knicks postseason games.
Now that hurt. I didn't know. Evan just let it breathe. Well, I got
that's,
one.
That's why she was in the...
But Lee sounded like that's a gymnastic name.
Well, Chloe Kim is a great snowboarder, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Okay.
But you came to check my screen.
Yeah, I do that when I think you might be fibbing.
Well, I got that, baby.
Gabriel... Landeskog, Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah,
oh, that's hockey. Yeah, for real.
Lindsey Vonn.
What did she do this year? Is it Olympics?
Yeah, well, she came back. I know that.
Oh, I see.
Right.
I think she's 40. She's a woman.
Yeah.
She's 40.
Like Horford.
don't compare the two.
best play. Best play. Tell me if you remember.
Jersey Boys.
Remember the plays. Tyrese Halliburton drills winning shot in game one of the NBA Finals.
Man. Go ahead. He's got
Sabrina Ionescu's 3-point shot clinches game three win in WNBA Finals. Trinity Rodman's overtime goal sends U.S. women's national team to the Olympic semifinals. But I've got the winner.
You think you have.
This is going to win. Saquon Barkley's backwards hurdle.
It's on the cover of Madden.
If that wins over the other three, this is a joke.
Evan, what
that was
saying
a regular
play?
Season play.
But it's just called a play. They didn't.
I know.
Evan, it's a play that could have had him at Kaiser. You don't see that, dude.
It was a regular season, middle of a quarter. Didn't even break any sort of record or score touchdown play. I'm not trying to say it's not unbelievable.
It's something I've never seen a running back do.
All those other plays that you just talked about either won or sent a team to a different Olympic round.
They could have them in there. I hear what you're putting down in the wrong category. But that play, Evan, that was a first. I've never seen anything like that.
I think that's going to win, though.
It is. That's why it's
I can't wait to rip it tomorrow. My God.
Best team. We got a lot of them here.
All right.
Connecticut Women's Hoops, U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, UNC Women's Lacrosse. That's going to be a tough win for them. Philadelphia Eagles, Ohio State Football, New York Liberty, Dodgers, Florida Panthers, or the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I'm going Thunder, Evan. And they're all great on that list.
Probably the Eagles. I mean, they did beat Mahomes.
Boy, Ohio State broke through this year with that coach that nobody likes, right?
Ryan Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, and remember when everyone wanted
Harbaugh.
Him fired?
Yeah. Stuck at the Harbaugh.
Everyone did want late. Him fired. That's why you persevere, Steiny. You don't quit. Give up, man.
Hold on.
Hey, but that Barkley play, Evan, I'm sorry, man. I tried to hate on it.
No, I'm not hating on it.
I get it.
Oh, maybe.
You guys got me thinking Bron's going to Dallas. Like, if something's really up, Dallas would be wow.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Best college athlete.
Oh, we already know who it is.
I think there's a.
You already mentioned him, right?
No.
Shador?
CJ Kirst is a lacrosse player out of Cornell. He ain't winning. Wyatt Hendrickson, Oklahoma State Wrestling. He's probably not going to win it. But these two is kind of interesting. Cooper Flagg or Travis Hunter. That's a good one.
I don't think Travis Hunter played in big games enough for me. And we'll see what he does in the pro. I'm excited. I'm going flag, Evan. He played, if what your metric just said, what level, that was the biggest level ball, and he balled out. Hunter, they had a bad season.
Yeah, but Travis Hunter might be the most unique college athlete of ways. The last two decades.
I'm wondering, that thing ain't working in the pro. I wouldn't want him to play both ways.
I would.
That's how we treat these athletes. We can't even let pitchers be Ohtani in the States. You know, let him go out and get burnt or hey, take Travis deep, and then it'll be nothing on the other side. We'll just run go routes.
If Flag hadn't melted like grilled cheese on a griddle in that Final Four game, I think we might be having another conversation.
Say something about that, Evan. Stoney, I'm being real. You talk about that. It's nothing racial. But your dad was on the show, your late dad, rest in peace, and he talked about your first time you played against the Ethnics, the brothers, Bonte and I were in here. No, and I'm noticing Cooper Flagg's win not where I think it should be, and I don't know if it's his hair long so it gets really wet, but Evan, he looked like he did against Houston in the final, man.
Well, you can't compare a summer league game to the Final Four.
All right.
Well, he also made it to the Final Four.
Yeah, and he went 9-for-21. I'm like, I understand. I don't look in, but Coop, what type of shape are you really in? I'm watching.
They don't have Walter Clayton Jr. on any of these lists, and he won a national championship.
Go figure.
Man, some of these other.
Now you got me watching, Stoney.
It's tomorrow.
I'm watching tomorrow.
All-Star games tonight.
Okay, can I just say something?
Of course,
a developing story from Shams. Paul George yesterday underwent arthroscopic surgery on his knee. Why would he wait now to do that? Why wouldn't that have been done right when the season of your sorry team?
Such an easy one.
Tell me.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that many players will wait even longer. Shaq used to get surgery before the season started, it felt like.
That I understand. But, okay. Tell me.
Well, I think obviously at the end of the year, he was dealing with something, and they probably said, let's rest it for 6 weeks or 8 weeks, and then we'll make a decision. And they rested it or whatever.
All right, Evan and Stoney, you guys, like, just real quick, how many games do you think Embiid, Maxey, and George played together last year?
Not five, not six.
All right, you too. You ain't looked?
13.
Evan, together?
Together.
I'd say like six.
15. And with that news right now, what was it, Stoney? He probably thought he didn't need it or what?
Well, maybe they're always conservative, and maybe they thought that whatever he was dealing with would go away with rest, and then maybe 2 months later they looked and said, no, we're going to have to go in and do surgery.
Do you think Paul George is Hall of number one?
For sure.
Sure. The worst contract in the NBA, and to take it a step further, one of the worst contracts in sports.
That would be our quarterback in Cleveland. That would be Deshaun Watson. Worst quarterback, worst contract, I believe, in sports. But
comes off the books.
Well, but it's still the worst contract, D. Well, why are you going in on Paul George like that?
I'm just asking a question.
Ben Simmons was a debacle.
He's not eligible now. He's a free agent.
But when he was this
free agent. He's not in this one. I hate to hear that.
Let me
look at this, guys. How many more years?
And I'm probably on an island all by myself.
I actually think they got a player on their team worse.
Embiid?
Yeah.
Worst contract?
Yeah.
How many more left does Joel have?
He's got three more and then a player option.
We know what he's doing with
55,
that.
55, 58, 63, and 68. And last year, Joel Embiid played a whopping 19 games.
Wow.
That can't
I'll
be
defend
right.
the
he
big fella.
He only played
fella.
19 games last year?
I'll defend the big fella, Evan and Stoney. He didn't do it on purpose. His body broke. He gave out.
Well, I was just asking, like, at least when Embiid plays, he's pretty good.
No doubt.
But I was just wondering because, like, Bradley Beal's about to get bought out, so that contract is no longer eligible.
Let me think of some other sports. Oh, well, Adamas.
I said that wasn't okay.
You got Evan. You didn't like my Deshaun Watson. He said
no, that's a good one.
That I think that's the worst one in sports.
Dak Prescott.
Now come on.
Now why would you? I'm being real. If it's about winning, why would you say come on?
Because it's not.
Jerry gave him that money, and we haven't sniffed a NFC Championship game.
Look,
he's in the way, and he's getting it. It
okay, you Paul George.
It's not personal.
Can't
with
get
me.
On the court. Well, he cannot get on the court. Dak Prescott is simply, he's overpaid. But it's he's like, not terrible.
It's like Kirk Cousins, you know, they paid him $40 million last year to kind of ride the bench. It's not a good contract, but it's not as bad as Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, no, that is, wow, man. What's promising?
Let me think who else.
I'm trying to think baseball.
Well, baseball, it's...
I got you.
A little tougher.
Baseball.
The Aaron, largest contracts.
Aaron Rodgers lately, but I
don't know.
Hey, we're going to replay that hour.
Okay, we're going to replay...
Family Feud.
Family Feud from this morning. That's at, what time do we say?
120.
Yeah, 120.
Somebody's saying Jordan Poole. What are you smoking?
For what?
Worst contract. No.
Curry's is worse.
They hate
Poole's.
Jordan Poole.
Xander Bogaerts is a pretty bad one.
Now that, Evan, you are a boy. What happened to him?
He's in year three of an 11-year, $280 million
Stiney,
deal.
I feel like he's going to roll out to shortstop every time he's at the... Evan, he is... What happened? He looks the part, though.
Anthony Rendon.
Remember that?
But Devers.
Stiney, it's 22 games. But it was funny. My last thing about you and Willard. Stiney, you were using that to cook the books. You weren't allowing us to bring in Devers... First half, which was better.
You guys butchered that to such a degree.
But what you mean? Like
you butchered it. Is
for
what I'm
Adamas,
saying.
You allowed it, but for Devers, no, you were like it didn't. I'm not going to give him credit for the good portion
Rafael
of his season.
Rafael Devers had 3.5 good months for the Boston Red Sox. Okay?
Yeah.
That counts.
Gotcha.
If for no other reason than he was on my fantasy team.
But
so
it sounded like
I
you weren't allowing
him.
That yesterday. Like you weren't.
No, it's very consistent. I'm not worried about Devers because he was good for three-fourths of the season. And I believe this is temporary. Adamas has not been good for three-quarters of the season, and now he's getting a little, I don't even know what you call it.
Hot, Stoddy. He's putting the bat on the ball.
I guess so.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can.
Tatis, what are you smoking? I love Tatis. Somebody text that. Evan, where are you at with his contract and his pay?
I believe he's an all-star tonight.
He is the Padres to me.
By the way, 408, a little nasty.
Oh, boy. Is it
Guru, read the story. He just got hurt again. He didn't delay surgery. Well, I said...
Hey, Smarty, Pants, I just brought up why did it just now pop off. So, okay, a new injury. I'm defending Paul.
Yeah, and I thought maybe he delayed it, but you know, listen. Why would I do this? Hold on.
Yeah.
Why would I do this?
Stoney, I got to get off to you and Evan.
Well, that has nothing to do with anything—a sports regret. You know what I'm saying? Like we're not talking about that.
Oh, Chris Bryant. That could be wow.
Okay,
that dude's been nothing.
Let me tell you what story. I'll never like. Why would you click on this story?
Give it to me.
76ers George has arthroscopic knee surgery. Why would you click on the story? It's like, there it is. There's the story. You don't have to read anything else.
I'll get a timetable for return.
They have none. I guarantee you they have none.
Get a timetable for return.
Uh-oh. Maverick center Lively has foot surgery. Now that one, I'll click on.
No, but he's been dealing with that. That's what kept him out, Stoney.
He's expected to be healthy for training camp.
They got action, man. What would the Lakers say? The flags?
Whoops.
What would the Lakers take? What could they give the Lakers for Bron? Because Dallas really could do something with Bron.
Kyrie?
No, that's why he would be going.
That's why it's not going to happen. Well,
Clay.
Oh, yeah, my
Clay
gosh.
Clay will definitely be in that package.
It would he's be, got a new girl you, now, be, so he'd be like, send me
it would
to
be Clay,
wherever
you want. It would be Clay and the...
Give me one more.
Gafford.
And what's that to do with the curly hair that can score?
PJ? PJ Washington?
No. Well, him. But who's the other guy they got's not bad from Max Christie?
Christie... Yeah, the one they just got from Lakers.
Yeah, he'll be back to L.A.
Yeah, he's not terrible.
No, he's pretty good.
So. All right, I want to get into these trades on the other side. And you tell me how you remember them. It's getting
now, somebody just hurt my feelings. What's Goo's contract? That might take the cake. I knew you would laugh. That hurts. I think they're telling you what they think of your buddy, man. Evan, everybody don't love you, man. Lesson number one.
All right. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, you've got a shot to win a prize pack. And each show's going to give one out during each of our time slots. So today... we're giving one lucky listener a Giants prize pack. And here's what it includes. A Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Ghirardelli, and a Jung-Hoo Lee hooded sweatshirt, don't wear it inside, presented by Life Plus. So listen at 12:30. That's in 20 minutes, and we're going to tell you how to win on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summits, sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer. I saved the day.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Steiny and Guru with you.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Couple notes for you all coming up from 2 to 6 today, Willard and Dibley. And they've got three guests coming up. Mark Stein, a longtime NBA writer. He's on at 2:30 as a Substack, and he is absolutely clued into what's going on in the NBA and particularly the Warriors. Trace Jackson Davis is going to join at 3 o'clock, and then Jason Richardson,
former
Golden State Warrior, is going to join the boys at 3:30.
Would you say Jay Rich was one of the greatest athletes in Warrior history? He's in my top 10 athletes.
Yeah, it's probably top 10.
Wow, you had to think. Like, I wanted to say who else you got on there.
I mean, I thought Weber was pretty athletic early in his career.
I got him on there.
Sprewell.
My gosh.
Very athletic.
Kuminga.
Sure. Why not? But there's usually when you talk about, you know, the great athletes, they have to play a certain amount of minutes considered. Let me ask you a question. I'm just going to take you by surprise here. What was the biggest trade the Warriors made in their championship era?
Iguodala.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it's Dre.
Let me find out.
Yeah, when I believe that's how they got him starting when he called who's the coach? His former boss called him a rat or a plant.
George Karl.
George Karl. Shout out George Karl.
Andre Iguodala was traded to the Warriors on July 10th, 2013.
I think that changed it all, man.
Interesting.
You had somebody else in mind?
I had Monte Ellis for Bogut.
Come on. Steiny, I was just getting into business. Who cares? But I think that helped me keep my job because I was so passionate about how they messed up. You traded our Steph Curry, but he wasn't. And Bogut was the man.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is, and I kind of want to talk more about this, but obviously the Warriors acquired Jimmy Butler about halfway through the season, and they went 27-8 with Butler. He provided a spark right off the bat. Rafael Devers has gotten here. He's been here about, a month? And he's slumping. He's only hitting 200. And I don't want to give away the plot, but was asked earlier whether the Giants should have buyer's remorse. And I'm thinking, no. Not
that's yet. Crazy.
Not after a month. But I do want to talk about some trades that each of these teams have made and how we look back on them.
Mm-hmm.
So pick a team real quick.
The Niners.
Okay.
Which one is, go ahead.
Which, Christian McCaffrey.
All right.
To the Carolina Panthers for a package of picks. I think that was a great trade.
It's got to be. It's what's holding them on, right? Like, who's the Niners' best player right now, Steiny?
We'll see.
Health included.
If he's healthy, him.
All right.
Jimmy Garoppolo for a second-round pick.
I'm the one in the Bay that I still put some respect on what Jimmy did here, man.
This is the one.
And I'm trying to think.
Steve Young for a fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
And then remember Fred Dean?
Come on, coming off the edge.
Yeah.
74, right? That was his number.
Yeah. Caleb's in Livermore.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Caleb in Livermore. What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling today?
Talk to us.
Just go a little bit back before you guys went to break talking about Clay, man. Is there anybody happier than Clay right now in the United States?
No.
That guy's living his life, man.
There's nobody now.
You know what I'm talking about, Goo. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But look, man, I actually kind of want to change a little bit of the question real quick. I'm going to give you guys three names, and I want you to rank them. If these guys never got injuries, who would be the better between these three guys?
Wow.
Number one, Derrick Rose. Number two, Grant Hill. Number three, Penny Hardaway.
That is such a phenomenal question, man. And Stoney, I love all three, and I'm going to be, you know, everybody's going to have a different one, but Caleb, I'm going Penny.
I'd go Penny number one?
I'd go Grant Hill.
Really?
I'd go Grant Hill, yeah. I mean, he was
Okay. Yeah,
he was a bad boy. He was Detroit, Stoney.
Yeah, but that's a good question.
No, it's a good question.
Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate the call.
But prime Derrick Rose, Stoney, oh, my God. Like, I don't forget stuff like that. That was a bad special dude on the court.
Here, you could add Brandon Roy to that list.
No doubt about it. Who did he just go off in the – was it Dallas in the playoff games, Donnie, at Portland? Just went bonkers. I'm going to look it up. Yeah, I think it was the Mavs. But Brandon Roy was a bad dude. Injuries suck, man.
You know what trade I've looked back on? And for the life of me, now I don't get it. Why would the Minnesota Timberwolves trade Andrew Wiggins and a first-round pick to the Warriors for Jacob Evans, D'Angelo Russell, and Amari Spellman?
That's negligence.
To get off his money?
Yeah.
No, like, I don't think people understand how low Andrew Wiggins' stock was when they traded him.
I guess not.
Like, I mean, nobody wanted that contract. Anyway, he's honestly, he was Zach LaVine. Like, when LaVine got traded this deadline, it reminded me a lot of where Wiggins was. The money's more now, but like, he was making $35 million a year.
And LaVine didn't get to go to a place with Steph, Dre, a culture. He's in no man's land still. But I get you, Evan. Stoney.
So he was traded to the Warriors.
Former number one pick.
Yeah, in 1920. And he was making 27.5, 30, 32, 34.
Well, it's the same team that drafted Rubio and Lynn.
Yeah, but it was Steph. Different GM at the point. Yeah.
That's a bad
one. But that trade was a great trade for the Warriors. Yeah. A great trade. Remember this one? David Lee. Do you remember who David Lee got traded for when he came to the Warriors?
Why do I want to say Rozier, but I know that's wrong.
Nope.
Who is it?
Three guys. Kelen Azubuike.
Oh.
Anthony Randolph.
The lefty.
And Roni Turiaf.
Oh, man. Who always liked that? Because Kobe liked him. But, oh, man. Dude. And that was the first time somebody chose the Warriors, right? Even though it was a trade study, that wasn't David Lee coming here the first time?
Yeah, no, he wanted to be here. He wanted to be here.
You and him pretty good friends?
Friends?
Yeah. Or like,
I don't think I'm friends with anybody.
Chris Mullin, you're friends with.
Now.
Yeah. St. Jean, you're friends with.
I mean, sure, acquaintance.
Curry, your friend with.
No, I'm not. Please.
He sent you autographed jersey.
That doesn't mean we're friends.
What's got you all?
Well, I'm looking at Brian Windhorst's five questions on TV, and number five was, will the Warriors finish off the offseason? Will Warriors finish business? Well, I got to believe they will. By opening night, right? Yeah.
They got to start first.
Oh, man.
Goo.
This is not how, wow, that's all I'll say. Like, oh, there's a reason for the reason, but it's a goose egg right now, man.
No, it certainly is. Here's another trade. You want to talk about one of the greatest trades.
I'm trying to beat you to it.
This is Giants, San Francisco Giants. They got Hunter Pence for Nate Shearholz.
No, that was, wow.
In 2012.
How did that work out, man?
Oh, my gosh.
Hunter was a baller, man.
I also put this one in Matt Williams for Jeff Kent, Jose Vizcaino, and Julian Tavares. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, but you brought up that A's one, Lester for Cespedes.
Oh, I forgot that one.
That was the one that went the other way, man. He was your Ricky Henderson. Rest in peace. I just loved me some Jonas Cespedes, Donnie, and they traded him for a pitcher. You took away your best everyday player for a guy that went up there one out of every 5 days.
So you'd never get a pitcher for a hitter?
Never. Not, that's just, I don't do business like that. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't. You guys think the David Lee sign and trade to the Warriors catalyzed the 2015 championship for the Warriors, that courtesy of the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line? I think the David Lee acquisition kind of put the Warriors on the map a little bit.
I don't know. And they need a little bit was a lot then. So it was a lot.
Yeah, he was
David Lee.
Nice. He was all right.
Yeah.
He's all right.
He came to the Lucky Break contest.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, him. Mad bum before he's really mad bum. Remember?
Wait, what?
Yeah, mad bum. He goes, I'll listen to that if I'm driving Gardner? In the car. Yeah. I got pictures where Dibs has hair. I'll put it on social after the show. Remember we all took a picture with Crow?
Madison Bumgarner was at
the Lucky Break.
I don't remember. Was I there?
Yeah, you weren't there that night. He had a blazer on. Yeah, this was before he was mad.
Oh, my God.
But he was mad, Bummy.
I would have thought that there'd be no way in hell he would ever do something like that. Bumgarner. David Lee, I could see. Nice
That's
guy.
An interesting comment. But, yeah, I got you.
I mean,
more so for Madison, but damn it.
No, I'm just saying.
I hear you. I got
Bumgarner
you.
Bumgarner doesn't
yeah,
seem like.
Yeah, that ain't his profile. And it wasn't. So I don't know if he's done it ever since, but, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
So Luka's can be able to sign a 4-year, $222 million extension.
On August 2nd. Yep. Hey, it is time to give away that Giants prize pack. Here's how it works. Sometime in the next 30 minutes, we're going to give you three clues. Then after that, we're going to play a sounder. And at that time, you tell us which former Major League Baseball All-Star we're talking about. So stay tuned and listen for those clues. All right, so in the next half hour, we're going to give you three clues to name a player. Then what happens is you'll hear a sounder, the trumpet blaring. You all know that sound. And at that point, I'll give you the number to call in the contest line. And if you know the answer to the three clues, you win a Giants prize pack. So there you go. And there was one other thing I was going to do, and now I forget. Mark Stein, 230. Trace Jackson Davis, 3. And Jason Richardson at 330. Goo with the boys.
Oh, that's big. What do you think Dibs is doing out in Vegas? Him and Grandy. If it's me, I'm gambling.
I think you'd be surprised.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, I got to put some respect on my gambling.
Yeah. You see, I was with Dibley all weekend.
He told me.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going nuts down there.
Well, it's not the NCAA tournament. Not a lot to bet on right now outside of Summer League.
I mean,
but you can get to the tables and throw some dice. That's, I know. Shh, don't talk about that.
No, if you're asking, like, do you think Dibs is getting after it? I'd say, probably nothing crazy.
Well, there's two after it.
Oh.
Gambling and drinking.
Yeah, I don't think.
Did you guys drink, be honest, at the golf tournament? Or it had an occasional.
You know, it's funny you ask that, Guru. Yes, in moderation.
Okay, gotcha. It wasn't Animal House like.
No, in fact.
We're too old for that.
In fact, I was in bed by 9 o'clock both. You don't have the ha-ha.
I don't. Yes, you boy. Yeah,
so, in other words, I got a great night's
Steiny
sleep.
By 9?
And I played terrible.
It's almost daylight out still.
I know.
Dude.
I know.
I watch movies. The TV rocks me to sleep.
And then, does it stay on all night?
No, they said you gain weight. If this true story, you can look it up. I go, oh, that explains
Wait,
it.
What?
If you sleep with the TV on, you gain weight. Yep. Look it up. Dude,
what?
I almost crashed.
I'm going to need somebody to confirm that.
I'm going to bring it up right now. I heard that and it explained the whole lot going on in my life. But I used to sleep with the Now I power that bad boy. I'm Evan, 1201, I'm out. I used to let the TV watch me sleep. Not anymore.
What?
I'm going to just tell you, hold on. Steiny, I'm telling you, a doctor was talking about it. I go, wow.
Yeah, it's probably
was
Dr.
it on Instagram?
No, it was. This was pre-Instagram.
TikTok.
What do you talk like?
Listen, I'm just help me out while I get
I don't know what to even say. I don't even know how to respond to that.
You can gain weight if you sleep with the TV on somehow. Yes, watching TV in bed, especially with the lights on while you're asleep, can lead to weight gain.
How can you watch while you're asleep?
Well, hold on. A study by the National Institute of Health found that men and women sleep with the TV on are more likely to gain weight and become obese. Disrupted sleep and rhythms. Hold on. Artificial light at night can interfere with the body's natural sleep-wake cycle, potentially affecting hormone production related to sleep and appetite. Watching TV often involves...
Well, that's the... I mean, yeah, you know what? Watching TV 20 hours a day, that'll get you heavy.
Also, if you're, you know, sitting there late night with the TV on, you probably got a bag of Funyuns or something like that, and that's not good for your metabolism either.
See, this is... I know what you guys are doing.
How do you watch TV while you're sleeping?
Sleeping with the TV on lead to weight gain? Yes. Dozing off in front of the TV, sleeping with other lights on can affect your body's metabolism and even lead to weight gain, according to the new study. Dude, chalk one up for the goo. Daily exposure to light and darkness helps maintain the body's 24-hour clock, which regulates metabolism, blood pressure, and healthy sleeping patterns. Disrupting the typical sleep-wake cycle with things like exposure to light at night can contribute to poor health and weight gain.
I can actually kind of see it.
I said, that's it. That's it. Back in, I said, that's it. Stoddy, I turned my box off, man.
Well, it sounds like it doesn't just apply to TVs. Like, it could be your overhead light or your lamp. Yeah. Or.
But this one, Stoddy, I heard it. I go, you kidding me?
Now, when did you learn this?
About 4 or 5 years ago. I was driving from SAC to the Bay, and the doctor was saying, I go, oh, my God, that's it.
I did put on a lot of weight when I worked the night shift.
Remember Evan at night.
When did you work a night shift?
I worked graveyard shifts, and actually before I met you guys, tail end of the pandemic when I lived in Texas.
Dude, he's been all over, man.
I know.
But you didn't know that. You guys learned something new every day.
I didn't know he worked third shift.
No, I'm talking about you can get fat with the TV on. Turn it off. Stoddy, I used to do it all the time. I go, there's something there. I just proved it to you.
So let me get this straight. You do a study, okay? 1 month you lay in bed, and before you go to bed, you keep the TV on for a month.
Yeah.
Then the next month, you do the same thing, but you turn the TV off, and you won't gain as much weight?
That I don't know, but it affects, Donnie, the nervous system, hormone balance, and your circular rhythms or what have you. But
circadian.
Yeah, circadian. Look at my man! Donnie, I tried to slip it in there.
Actually, I think it's circadian with an N. Yeah. Thank you.
But, I gave it to you. Now, if you want to fight this research, don't put it in my doorstep. I just backed up what I heard, and I was like, that's interesting. But, guys, I don't do that anymore, Evan. It's 12:00. I get that remote. Not going to put it on me.
I'm out.
I'll get it other ways.
Guru is correct. There you go. All right. One for July.
Now, do you sleep with your TV on?
No. I don't even have a TV in the bedroom.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's not healthy.
It's a sign of major marriage, too.
As you just proved.
I got a big one.
Do we need a phone? Do we need a TV if you got your phone?
Yeah. Like, when I see my kids on their phone, I'm like, there's a 75-inch outside. Put that little thing down. But I guess that's what it is, right? They got the nerve to be watching some TV shows on the little phone. The world would be my lab.
Yeah. All right. I'm
Dr. Daryl.
Hey, I appreciate you, Dago.
No, I appreciate you.
I'm still.
Dude, it's ripped. Man, five and a half hours. We got to stay to 2:15.
Talking about Grace.
Oh, no doubt.
She's gone.
No doubt, man.
She'll be back.
Evan,
not for a while. Not for a while.
Don't look at it like that, though. To stay in contact. When you go calendar, then it makes it worse.
Yeah, but like.
Just adopt. Or foster. Yeah.
Well, how do you get when your kids go back to college and they go back?
Seriously,
you had them all together. You had all three together, and then boom, they're all gone.
No shade at my spouse or the spouses out there. Your love for your kids hit different. It's something else. It's an empty feeling of like, what do I do? I never drunk around my kids when they were looking.
See, now, this isn't...
That's game right there.
But this isn't a humorous segment.
Oh, no, I'm not. But laughter takes sorrow away.
I should have called in sick today, honestly. I've stunk. I haven't been
but
here.
But I do want to say something, and I'm going to put... I would have thought you were getting better at these departures to where you wouldn't... But they hit hard every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
At least you enjoyed her yesterday. You guys went out alone. Got some father-daughter time, right?
We did. Yeah, we did. And
if it makes you feel better, the kids miss the parent an equal amount. Like when I leave my mom, I miss my mom.
That makes me feel good, Evan, but that
my dad,
runs out. Pops!
I'm just kidding.
Like
I love the guy.
You know, she's doing great. She's got a good job.
So,
But...
You know, this is about the heart.
The other thing is like she's 12 hours away by flight. So you can't just hop on a plane.
And I have nothing against community colleges, but I was telling little Daryl, go to SAC Junior, just selfishly starting not wanting them go far, man.
No, Santa Clara is perfect. Isn't that perfect?
But you know what I mean. I'm used to going in his room every morning. Saying goodnight to him. kids grow up and the parents got to grow up, man.
Yeah.
And it's quiet when they're gone. Yeah. Like, Milan, turn the lights off at 2 in the morning. This ain't Breaking Bad. The neighbors think we're cooking dope. Like, turn the lights off. That's not a good sign. And then when she's gone, the first minute started, I'm like, I miss it. Yeah.
All right. This is your chance to win a Giants prize pack. And I'm asking the three clues now, right?
You are giving out the three clues.
Okay. I'm going to give you three clues, and you've got to come up with the player. And then after the break, we're going to play the sounder, and you call in with the answer. Here you go. Three clues. I was an all-star one time in my career, 2015. Number two, I was born in Yonkers, New York. Three, in 2016, I was one of three Giants to win a Gold Glove Award. All right. Hold your guesses. Hold your guesses until we tell you when it's time to call. You're going to hear a sounder on the other side of the break. Not right now. In fact, if you call right now, you not only won't win, but you're going to get fined. You're going to get fined. So join us after the break, and we will give away that Giants prize pack, which is really,
man,
sweet. All right. Let's see. 12:42. That's time for What's Coming Up on the Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And the 650 wants to know what happened to the hell with the kid.
Yeah. He's grown up.
That was in a previous life.
Wow, man.
Previous life. All right, what's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.